You're not Melissa Etheridge.
I am not, but I love Melissa
Etheridge. You know, talk about raw, gritty, she just passion.
Rock and roll girl.
Oh, man. 1993?
Yeah, I was going to say 94, yeah.
Around there? Yeah.
She wrote songs for years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She did. And I think she worked as a background singer, too.
But this one, where she came out front, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Oh, yeah. Well, this album had a couple of great songs. Yeah. Come to My Window. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great song. Yep. Great intro to Melissa.
Yeah, that song actually didn't make it to number one. It was a top 10, I think.
Well, okay.
But it's one of those songs everybody knows. Yeah,
yeah, I know.
But the programming people love that.
Well, you know. We want number ones.
Yeah.
Hey, don't we all?
We got number one in...
Yes, we
Internet
do.
Internet security.
Yes, hey. We do.
Uh-huh. There you go.
What?
Aaron's
who,
back.
What? Who, huh?
From Saren's security.
Are we putting the pressure on, Aaron? I hope not.
Put the pressure on.
No, we don't. Not here.
Because I want him to tell me about Brutus.
Brutus.
John the Ripper.
John the Ripper.
Rainbow Crack.
Rainbow Crack.
Wafuzz.
It sounds like a Thursday night at my house.
Hey, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Be there about 7.
John the Ripper was an old... I'm going to say old as an old, like, God.
What's that,
20-something years ago? Oh, it was one of the first publicly available traded hacking programs.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's so
preceded
funny.
By Satan, which was okay. The...
Well, there was Hydra.
Hydra.
Right,
yep.
Right.
Satan was the something network.
Oh, okay. So it was one of those acronyms. Yes. Acronyms. Okay, yeah. It stood for something else.
Well, because I was looking at Cain and Abel.
Same type thing, yeah.
But here's a password cracking tool. This just blows me away. You want to buy a password cracking tool? Yeah, I know. It could be used.
You're
to
a password cracker. Man. That's what they used to say to me.
It could be used to find hidden resources like directories, servlets, and scripts.
Yep.
The key features of this password cracking tool: capability of injection via multiple points with multiple dictionary, output in colored HTML, post headers and authentication, data brute forcing, proxy and SOC support, multiple proxy support, multiple threading, brute force HTTP password. What does this mean?
Okay. This means you've been doing your homework. I'm very proud of you.
Thank
nice.
You.
Gold,
that's great.
Gold stars
awesome.
Today all around.
Thank you. Thank you.
When you go to a site, from the beginning of technology,
okay,
you want to make sure that it's you, mm-hmm. whether it's your account in college or it's your bank account.
Because it could be anybody.
It could be
right.
anybody. Got and it. They realized that there was going to be a need for security. So
okay.
You may have seen this once or twice. There's a login or a username and then a password.
Correct.
Okay, so those are text fields, right?
Sure, sure.
You type them on your computer, the numbers, letters, sometimes they're funky symbols.
Yep, right.
I love Tom Brady is my password.
Okay. Yeah. Shh, don't tell.
Oh, sorry.
Shh.
Okay.
Shh.
Go change it and put a number in it.
TB12.
TB12.
Nobody will figure it out.
I hate that, Kelly.
Wow. People are going to get that one right away.
Yeah. See, that's not a
Let's
secret.
See.
Okay, fine.
So what they can do is somebody built a program that says, okay, that's one text element and another text element. It's a form.
Makes
and
sense.
Every time you hit return, it says, hey, are these right? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
And you compare it to either a list or a database of acceptable username and password combinations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, a person can only do that so fast, but a program can just boom, 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 boom,
sure.
boom, boom,
right.
boom, 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 boom.
Right.
So password stuffing is basically, okay, I know his username because everybody at the organization is first letter.
Right, you can figure out somebody's email just by seeing what two other emails are. Right,
absolutely.
Okay.
If you
first letter, first name dot last
blank,
name,
dot,
right? Exactly.
Okay. Dot gov.
Even we can figure that
right.
out.
Right.
But and a lot of companies make it nice and easy. They put it on their website. They say if you want to contact Dave,
contact.
Here's his email.
There it is. Okay. Yeah.
And whether that's a good idea or not is not for me to decide in this discussion now.
Right.
But
would you recommend that to a paying client of yours?
You know, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't recommend it because if somebody wants to get a hold of you and they're on your website, you can create a form. And
nice.
They don't know who,
right,
who necessarily
where it comes
to going
absolutely.
To.
And I've seen that too.
Yep, right.
Because you're feverishly, where's the contact list? Where how can I contact these people? send me an email.
Right.
We'll get back to you.
Right.
And here's another really crazy thing. You could have a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people have phones these days.
Wow.
And they are used to actually using their voice to speak.
Madge, give me the sheriff.
What a concept. Yeah, I know.
More
imagine.
But see, that's what, sadly, that's the way I do like 95% of my business.
And
I'm okay with that.
Because you're old school.
I truly am.
It's a principal thing of basic user experience, web design, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain elements that you always want to see. You want to see the name of the company.
Yep.
What page am I on?
Right.
And if they're selling a product or a service, you want to see a phone number.
Yeah.
People, it just makes them feel more comfortable. Even if they're, 22, they've grown up with it the whole time. They've grown up with it in their hand.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, I can sit here and text you, and a lot of people will sit there and text you, and that's becoming you'll start to see that. You see a Twitter handle.
Yep.
You'll see a Facebook page.
Here's
how
you can follow us.
An SMS. Yep. Mm-hmm. So you can actually text people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
right.
Obviously, you want people to communicate with you. So so if you go back to that scenario, you can basically, okay, so I got your email. I know it's john.doe at company.com.
Right.
I can then either download or create a series of random numbers, random letters, and it's probably going to be less than 10. Used to be less than 8.
Right.
Digits.
Used to be 6.
Now we're secure.
Now we're secure.
So you can write a program that basically says randomize, don't repeat,
just start shooting through.
Excuse me. Why are you doing this?
Generally, I'm doing this to test the integrity of a system.
Okay.
A criminal is doing this so they can get in.
To get in.
Yeah,
they
want
to get in and do something.
But I can get Satan, Hydra, John the Ripper, Cain and Abel.
Sure.
I can get these programs.
Yep.
I assume that I would know where to find these. Brutus.
Yeah, Google.
Whatever. That's it?
That's it.
But does that red flag you at all? Like, okay, so and so is picking up the Brutus program, so we gotta keep an eye.
Here's the thing. It used to not, maybe 5-10 years ago, it was, you're gonna set up your own SOX proxy and you're gonna configure everything yourself.
That's it, SOX proxy.
Nice.
That's the name of my new album.
Yep.
So
I like it.
So Bikini Walrus.
All Red Sox songs.
It wasn't that big a deal because it was a lot. Those tools are command line. There's no pretty blue square with labels.
Right.
Those are command line.
Right.
So you need to know the underlying program, which is probably Unix.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's Linux.
Mm-hmm.
But there's we've evolved so much. I'm not going to say we're lazy because I use what's called a GUI, a graphical user interface.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you use a computer and use Microsoft and you're moving your mouse around, you're actually using a graphical user interface. So your mouse is sending commands to the computer.
Mm-hmm.
When you put a keyboard, it's sending commands to the computer, and that basically allows you as a user to not have to remember 1,000 different commands.
Right.
Okay, so it's easier.
Okay.
There are now, I could give you the names of some programs, but
That's okay.
We probably won't do that.
Yeah.
Not that anyone that doesn't want to find out can't get them, but
I know.
If
you go Google hacking programs, you're going to get 27 billion results.
Yeah.
You can go there. You can.
That strikes me as just so odd.
I know.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question because we have this discussion a lot.
Okay.
You have a hammer?
Like a hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like a hammer. Yes. Okay, so a hammer is a tool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can create. Build my doghouse,
mm-hmm.
a birdcage.
Yep.
I can do something really good with it. I can repair my roof.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I need to have my hammer. It's invaluable. It's a key tool for me in my tool set.
Correct.
Okay?
How are you making the leap?
Watch.
Okay.
If he gets uppity.
Yeah.
If.
And I have a bad day.
When.
And I pick up that hammer.
Right.
And I bash him over the head and kill him.
Oh.
Is the hammer bad?
The hammer isn't right.
Exactly.
Things we'd like to see.
It's
No, it's the user.
Oh, okay.
It's the user that's
hammers
bad.
Don't kill people.
Yeah, you're still
people
kill
you're
people.
Correct.
You're behind us. We've moved ahead of you. But okay, go ahead.
Peter's password is I hate Pat Kelly. I know.
12.
Yeah.
So do you say,
that's a little existential, though. Bullets don't kill people. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Okay.
Okay, but
however,
you're extrapolating that out.
But exactly, it's a tool.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If I know that there's people out there with bad tools, I need to be able to protect myself.
Correct.
The best way I can protect myself is to know how that tool works, run that tool against my system, and find the weaknesses and the points of entry before somebody does it with bad intent. Almost every major security company I can think of that's advocates what's called penetration testing, which is we're going to try
to break in. We try to get in.
With your permission to break into your system. And when we succeed, because they will almost always succeed, they will generate a report. This is how we did it. This is the tool we used.
Right.
This is the method we used. These are the libraries we used. It's a whole detailed report so that the internal security team can go, we can fix it.
Yep.
So 2 days later, when bad guy number 27 says, oh, I have this tool I just downloaded from the internet, and boom, 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 it didn't work. They must be protected against it.
Yeah, okay.
I'll just go to the other 99% of the people that haven't.
Now, we all know Pat knows nothing. I'm sorry. That didn't come out right. Pat and I know nothing. Sorry. I was in there.
Thank you.
That's okay.
It's a wee thing.
if you're creating a program.
Yes.
I have seen Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about this, okay? Irrespective of that. Is there always a backdoor to these programs that somebody can access?
That's the Hollywood thing. Yeah, it is.
Is there? Are you building something that, while everybody else is focused on A, Aaron goes, and I get him in the back door?
I don't build it.
Okay.
It's there. In other words, if I'm going to set up a network, and I want to make sure that you guys are protected.
Yeah.
I don't come in, set up some software, and go, thanks for playing, hope your check don't bounce.
Right.
I actually, with your permission, and I explain this to you, I do what's called remote monitoring, RMM. I will install a piece of software that will allow me, if needed, to go into your system and make sure everything is hunky and dory. Because at 3 o'clock in the morning, on Christmas Eve, when somebody launches something, do you want to wait 3 days and let it wreak havoc in your network? Or do you want me, who's getting texts at 3 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Eve, hammered on eggnog? No, I'm just
at $200 an hour, by the way.
Oh, wait, it's holiday time.
Oh, good point. Sorry.
Hey, boys, I got to pay for those Christmas presents. I will go, okay, wow, there's something that happened, either a new code release, a new vulnerability release, and a new patch, a new update just came out. Your system absolutely needs to have it right now. I got to be able to go in there.
You got to get in and do it.
And patch it for you.
Right. Not like I'm coming to your office and we'll meet you there at 3 in the morning. Right.
Because you're not coming and I'm not leaving. However, the other thing is, if there is a problem and say somebody says, hey, we know you came in here and you set up some hardware, you set up some software, you did great security training, you spent a lot of time with our people, but for whatever reason, we got a new guy or a temp, and they didn't go through the security program. So we have a problem. Can you help us? And I could get in my car and drive down there and spend that time. Or I could say, yes, give me a minute. I'm going to go. I log into the machine, again, with their permission.
But did you create that backdoor, or is it part of the program?
It's not. It is a standalone program. So it's
to be able to get in remotely.
That's what I was wondering.
Not every program that you would use, not every firewall, not every operating system has a built-in quote-unquote backdoor.
Right.
Okay.
The reason for that is security.
Sure. That's what I was wondering.
If there's a backdoor, it's not secure.
Right. There you go. That's what I was wondering.
Defense wins championships.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and it's about the defense.
All right. If you're driving around now nodding your head going, wow, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't understand a damn thing he said, but it makes sense. Well, then you need to talk to Aaron.
That's right.
At Saren Security. 866-666-4235. Email is what?
Aaron. A-A-R-O-N. At Saren Security, S-E-R-O-N security.com. But I will tell you this.
What?
Those things aren't going to happen. I'll tell you why. Security awareness training. SAT.
Yeah.
The only SAT you'll be.
I didn't do well in my SAT.
You'll be happy to get.
Okay.
So listen.
The three times I took it, though, I got 1,600 if you add them all up.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
You didn't pay the right people.
No, I know. Now I find out.
Only cost you $500,000 to get into school. It'll charge you $500,000.
No, I wasn't as dumb as a stump like her kids. But anyway, that's okay. That's another story.
We found that you can take, and people that know me and are listening will hear me say this a million times, I can take $1,000,000. I can buy hardware. I can buy software. I can buy two-factor authentication. I can do all this stuff. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The minute Pat Kelly sees he won season tickets to the Red Sox in an email, click this link to go register your email so we can send you those tickets.
Boy, he nailed you, didn't he?
Boom.
Yeah,
yeah, it's over.
It's
over.
It's over. Yeah. And so, you know, 90%+ of breaches are caused by email.
I know.
And so we have kind of determined that, hey, look, we're willing to sit down and offer you the best advice we can about hardware, software, and systems. But we want to train your people, and we want to keep training.
To not click on stuff.
That makes sense. Because of you.
Uh-oh.
I no longer click on pictures of Anna Kournikova. Thank you.
Oh, very good. Very good.
I'm learning. There you go.
That explains the 834. Traffic.
Yes. Even the ones that say includes audio. You don't.
What?
It's gone. I know.
Oh, I missed that one.
I know.
Man,
bear that in mind.
Okay, fine. Great. Aaron, great seeing you, man.
You too. Thank you.
Are you coming back next week?
Come back next week.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Sweet. All right.
That'd be awesome.
There's stuff. And again, most people drive around going, yeah.
I know.
What did he say? But I know the end result is what I want.
Yep.
But you're blah, 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 blah. How you get there? We don't know.
I know. We don't know.
But that's okay. Just don't do the pictures of Anna Kournikova, even with audio.
Yeah, even with audio.
Don't do links. Don't do attachments.
Yep.
And if you do, call us now.
Yep. Do it now.
See, all you guys laugh at me is old school.
No.
I'm going to be ahead of the curve in a couple more years, baby.
Mr. Van Winkle, I know that.
Thanks, man. We'll see you next week.
Appreciate it.
Taking a break. Back with more.